So, Alfonso, I was listening to you earlier, and you said that La Llorona was one of the folklores that you grew up with that really scared you.
I think there are many, many stories and many legends in Mexico, and it's very peculiar how we celebrate death and how we portray death and the perception that we have of that. And if you go to Mexico and if you see someone that is not from there, it's quite shocking. But that's also very interesting.
And are you bringing some of that folklore into your role as a padre?
Well, the pilot has some scenes in Mexico, and we try to portray a little bit of the essence of something from the outside and not just from the U.S., even though it's a U.S. show and it's a network show. And I think that's very interesting. It adds up to this pilot and to this show. Te puedo decir que me divertí mucho.
How's your collaboration with Gina Davis?
It was good. It was amazing. She's a movie icon, not just in the United States, but also in the world. And working with her is amazing. And she's amazing on set. She's amazing outside, behind cameras. He's an amazing teammate.
Talking about the set, you guys have a chance like to improvise, or you need to stick to the script.
There was a possibility of exploring both worlds, and that helped out a lot.
Your character is not only a priest, but you're also a brother, and you have a nephew.
Yes.
Also, and like you said earlier, your character also has his own personal demons, not necessarily evil demons, but dealing with life.
A sister. I have a sister.
Yes. Yes. A sister. I was thinking of the little kid. A nephew and a sister.
I have many brothers.
And
you're my sister.
Thank you. So you know, my train of track just kind of went out the window. That's fine. So your character is dealing not only with him being a priest, mm-hmm. but you have a family.
Yes.
And was that something that was part of the character from the very start?
Actually, that question, it would be an amazing thing to do it to the writer. But what I can say is that it helps out very, very well, and it adds up to the show, because as we already said, being a priest is not just being in front of your communion.
Yeah.
You have a family, you have friends, you have a past, and that character's help to portray that a lot, and adds up very well to the show.
So when I talked to Ben Daniels, he, like you mentioned, he said he immersed himself in all this. He watched documentaries, he watched YouTube videos to the point where he scared himself. Did you do anything like that?
I was very curious about that, and I did some of that, but I tried to understand more the character. I tried to understand more who Tomás was, and what was he curious about? What were his? What was he afraid of? And if you understand very well the character, you can respond to any external situation more easily. An exorcism, or a broken heart, or I don't know. It's easier that way. But I understand why Ben did that, because his character is this warrior that is fighting evil, and he has like this constant battle, and he has faced the devil face to face, and he's like a big white shark, and I'm like this little sardine. And I have to acquire these tools to fight evil.